And the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Chrysler School of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Tim here, I can hear that on.
Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exam matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone again when it's lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any vote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. We'll see from the agenda in an effort to be more transparent that many of the attendees are in closed session, while the report itself isn't open. If there is an item you wish to discuss, the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay, item one, apologies. Any apologies?
Okay.
Anyone else? Nope. Okay. Great. Item two, declarations of interest. Are there any?
No, Chair.
Okay. Item three, the action sheet from the committee meeting on the 10th of November 2025. Pages 1, 2, 3, 4. Any measure rising?
Chair. Thank you. It's just a check on the progress of the Friends of Castle Allen and when that can likely open up for people to express an expression of interest to join it.
Chair, just in response to that, that was clear that the committee on Monday night, so we'll be working in the next few weeks to establish the membership and agree the terms of reference. But we'll bring back an update at the next meeting.
Thank you very much, Chair. And in relation to the action sheet, are there any updates so far on the summit of the cities and the labour market partnerships? Thank you.
Summit of the cities, there's been no progress on that, and we'll be engaging with the organisers. And again, we'll bring a report back on both matters to the next meeting, DRT, if we have an update.
Perfect. Any other matters arising?
I'll propose,
Mr. Andrews, and seconder, please. Okay, item number four, Officer's Report on Notice of Motion Revitalization Project, C172-2025. Councillor Keane, would you like to read out your portion?
We've already read it,
Very happy, very grateful for the officers, to the officers for putting this report together and for laying out the level of detail that they have on the work that's ongoing. This is obviously a piece of work that's needed, that's recognised across the district, and I want to commend the work of the local economic partnership and indeed the officers and Director Mallon for driving this forward. So, very happy to propose that we adopt the recommendation as outlined in the order paper. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Kearns.
Simply, and are delighted to see that the letter of offer has been secured from the Department of Economy and that the action plan will be resourced centrally through the collaboration of Council and Department of Economy. By addressing the issues of dereliction and vacancies to help bring new investments for both of new existing businesses.
Thank you very much. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Just to say that we're delighted that this motion has been brought to Council. Obviously, the Minister introduced this dilapidation bill recently, and I think that we'll all agree that a lot of our town centres have fallen into disrepair, and those who are responsible need to be held accountable. So we're very, very happy to see this bill, and thanks to Councillor Fagan for bringing the motion. Thank you.
Very much. Councillor Andrews.
I'm just happy enough to second the motion and support in principle what it entails. Thank you.
You're on agreement? Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. And on then, item number 5, Belfast City Region Police Partnership.
The members, this paper outlines a renewal of our partnership agreement with the Belfast Region City Police Partnerships, which is called the Belfast City Region Police Partnership. It's a renewal of the membership, which is outlined in Appendix 1 of the report, and details of what we receive as part of that membership is outlined in Section 2.1, which is, you can see in reading the report, it's a lot to do around partnership-focused events. Engagement and advocacy and research and support that we will get as being a member of this partnership. So the proposal in the report to partnership as the lead.
Thank you very much, Mayor Proposer and Seconder. Well, any matters arising?
Well, first of all, Chair, I'm happy to propose that we proceed, and I believe that the paper and its contents is another opportunity to showcase our district to a wider audience beyond and elsewhere. And I say, regarding membership, will it be officer-led, or will it be accessing as the Dublin Belfast DBAC members? Will they be working in tandem with the council, or will it be members from this committee?
It's a group, Councillor Andrews, that includes both private and public sector, and it's officer-led from all councils. I think you have the BRCD councillor panel is the forum that where elected members engage with the city. DBAC is a different organisation that's set up to look across cooperation and collaboration among the councils for North South. So they're different in the different forums. But the councillor one, as I said, is through the councillor panel.
I'm happy to propose a quick way. Thank you.
Brilliant. Have a seconder, please. Councillor Kearns. Okay, moving on then. Item number 6, Peace Plus. Amanda.
Members, this paper sets out two items. The first one is information around community engagement events that are currently ongoing events today. And the paper sets out the sequence of those events and the dates and how members of the community can register. And the purpose of those is to gain further information about the activities that will be delivered under the Peace Plus Action Plan. Second item in the report then is a business case for approval that is attached as Appendix 1. And that is to support the delivery of actions under the Peace Plus Action Plan, Theme 2.6. So that proof of that business case will allow the procurement to get underway and enable that programme to be delivered next financial year.
Thank you very much. Any matters rising?
First of all, I know I chaired that meeting of the Peace Plus Partnership, and I'm happy enough to propose that we proceed with the adopted minutes and recommendations that we put forward to the necessary approvals. So I propose.
Thank you very much. Have a seconder, please. Councillor Fian. Any other matters arising? Okay. Moving on then, item number 7, St. Patrick's Day 2026 SLAs. Amanda?
Members, each year we gain the support of two arts-based organisations to support us in the development of our St. Patrick's Day parade in both Newry and Downpatrick. The paper is seeking approval to establish a service level agreement with two arts-based organisations whose remit will be to undertake community arts engagement with schools for the next number of months and to work towards enhancing float and parade content in both Murray and Downpatrick. And the proposal for the SLA is attached as Appendix 1.
Thank you very much. Any rising? Proposer and seconder, please. Burns. Mr. Young, second. Okay. All right. Items 8 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Murphy. Okay. Whilst in committee, the following item was agreed. Item 8, Delamont Caravan Park and Touring in the Trees, Kilbroney Park. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Ryan, the following was agreed. To approve the renewed lease agreement with the Camping and Caravan Club for lands at Delamont Country Caravan Park. For the further term of 1 year under the current lease arrangements and valuation, to prove that the touring in the tree site at Cabroni Park continues to be operated as a site for registered youth groups. Okay. Item 9, Ulster Fla, following a recorded vote and on the proposal of Councillor Rhiann, seconded by Councillor. Right. Kearns, yeah, it was agreed that Council support the Warm Point Community College for the hosting of the Ulster Fla in the Warm Point in July 2026, subject to funding being agreed in the rate setting process. Okay, items 10 to 11 are for noting. Items 10, Digital Transformation Flexible Fund, and item 11, Go Succeed, and I update the manager rising. Andrews.
I wasn't the last word. No, I speak to both items. I think both programmes are good news stories for the district, except and to the officers who have done so much good work over the years in getting the message out and the right there. So good news all round. Well done.
Are you happy to propose?
Happy to propose, yep.
I may have a seconder, please. Yep, Councillor Bean. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Sorry, Member, just for the record, I just want to, under item 9, the result of the recorded vote was 11-4 and 2 against the proposal supporting the officers' recommendations. We just want to read that out for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.